tell the world that we said hi, Australia.
Come on.
Flash London Live and Up Close presents...
Hey, it's Amy Shark.
Amy Shark.
Come on.
I have a teenage daughter. So, who listens to your music all the time. Big inspiration for her. But my question to you is, what advice would you give your teenage self? So what advice can I give her that you would have given you?
I mean, if it was me personally, I'd be like, when you're at schoolies and a guy called Jackson comes up, run. That's just a personal thing I'm dealing with. No, I would tell her to concentrate and finding something she really loves doing. Like, really take that time, because I still have friends now that they don't know what they even want to do. And I found something that I love doing so much that when I look at someone who doesn't really know, and it happens because life takes over and school takes over and friends take over, but I would have loved to have been this focused earlier. But, you know, things happen and you have to go through that stuff anyway. So, but yeah, take the time to really find out what she likes to do and what makes her super happy. Try and make it turn it into a job.
Because they don't give you the space to do that at high school. They're like, you must decide what the rest of your life's going to look like and choose a degree. And you're like, I don't know anything. I don't, you know.
Exactly. That's kind of the thing, is like, just what do you actually like doing without all that pressure and the you know, all
exactly.
the subjects.
Because you have to do it forever. Like your whole life.
I know. You have to look at me for so long. Like,
lucky I love you so much.
I got songs backed up. You ready?
So many songs. Ready? I'll play them all now. I'm not scared. Piper.
Oh, God.
I'm so nervous. What song do you wish you could have done a musical video to but did not get to?
I really wanted to do a music video for a song of mine called Leave Us Alone. I had this crazy idea of me going to this house each day, seeing the life that I wish I had with this person, and seeing that person with someone else, and just constantly going back like a creep. Like, and then you'd see where I, like, that I'd been there for so long, because there'd be like, you know, beer cans and stuff around, like the
Winnie Blues.
Yeah, the Winnie Blues, all my darts on the ground, on the mailbox, because I'd just keep going back and like watching their perfect life, like, you know, a creep. And that's what I wish I could have done. Maybe I'll recycle that for another song.
But that's why I love you, because you don't ever try and act cool, like in your music. You don't like shield to like make it look like you were always the one that was chased and you never did the chasing, or you were never pathetic, because we've all been pathetic in love at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never shy away from that.
Thanks. I think you connect with it because you've been a loser too.
Yes.
And we've both like been, like on the verge of psychopath. Take me back.
It's so true. I'll do anything. I'll go blonde. I'll do it. I love you. I'll take up serving.
I was still laughing about that for weeks after we had that interview about being a pathetic loser.
Yeah, but in the interview, I actually said my ex's name, and then all my friends were like, bro, like, you're married
too much,
now.
Too much.